Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we hear about the importance of exercise from Dr. Raheem Paxton, Associate Professor of Community Medicine and Population Health. Let's listen as Dr. Paxton discusses the benefits of regular exercise and how it can improve your quality of life. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome to this edition of Health Matters. My name is Mike Royer, and we're joined today by Dr. Raheem Paxton. Dr. Paxton is Associate Professor of Community Medicine and Population Health here at the University of Alabama College of Community Health Sciences. Dr. Paxton, thanks for joining us. It's good to see you.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Did you know early on in your life, were you an athlete growing up? Did you play sports and things?
Yes, I ran track. I tried to play football a little bit, but track was really my sport. I ended up going to college on a partial track scholarship.
Good for you. What distance did you run?
800, 4x4. And I also ran cross country, which
really?
Was incredibly difficult.
So you did a little
difficult.
Distance too.
Yeah.
When you were doing all of that training and sweating and hard work, did you ever think about how much you liked the physiology part of it and that this might be what you want to study and teach and make a career out of? Did you think about that early on? Or?
Not at all. You know, at the time, it was more or less a means to an end.
Sure.
But, you know, a few things kind of fell into place. A few other things didn't work out quite as well as I thought they should have, but I ended up in this field, which is very interesting.
And now do you feel like they did kind of end up the way they should have and you're doing what you love to do?
Exactly.
That's fantastic. Exactly. Give us some general thoughts about exercise. I think every doctor tells their patients, now you need to exercise more, whether it's blood pressure, a little overweight, diabetes, whatever. If you're at all physically possible, able to do anything, everyone should be doing something. Is that accurate?
Most definitely. I think exercise is probably one of the most important things that we can do for our overall health. It's associated with improvements in mood, a reduction in depression, and a number of chronic health conditions such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and especially cancer. If you talk to some physicians would say that exercise works just as well as tamoxifen.
That's interesting. What happens to our body whenever we exercise kind of hard and in a strenuous workout? We know we're out of breath or we get a side stitch and we feel it, but what physically is happening to our bodies when we do a nice full workout of some kind? What physically happens to us?
Well, there's a number of both positive and negative things that happens to our body during exercise. So from a positive standpoint, there's a surge in anti-inflammatory enzymes, anti-inflammatory markers that help to reduce overall systematic inflammation in the body. As that happens, some pro-inflammatory cytokines increase as well. But for more positive aspects, you know, we get a release of endorphins, which improves our mood and has the potential to reduce pain.
In reading some of the information that was provided to me before you joined us today, there's a list of things that benefit of the benefits to exercise, and there's some on there that's surprising. I know it's good for your lungs, good for your heart, but it helps in other parts of your life, like sleep, like thinking. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes. Well, studies associated with aging have indicated that exercise may also reduce Alzheimer's disease and dementia. And some of that are probably through some of those anti-inflammatory cytokines, which surge during exercise.
So that brain health and memory can
yes.
be improved or
yes, most,
stabilized?
Most definitely. And it could potentially reduce cognitive decline. So for those who you know, may be on that downward trajectory like we all are at some point in time of our lives, it could potentially reduce the slope of decline.
Some people will go to a psychiatrist or psychologist to get some counseling and help if they're dealing with depression. You would suggest that exercise also can benefit combating depression too?
Yes, most definitely. Exercise is associated with a release of endorphins. And we know those endorphins are, you know, chemical signatures in our body that have an impact on neurotransmitters such as dopamine, norepinephrine, and you know some of those other mood enhancing components, which you will likely get if you're on any anti-anxiety or antidepressant medication.
There are people watching this who have been exercising forever, and they're listening and going, yeah, he's right. I know all this stuff. I exercise, and I know the benefits. There are others that need to take that first step of a walk or a run or a weight program or something. Tell them some good, solid advice on getting started. What guidance would you give there?
Well, easy does it. You know, the reality is that although we're supposed to be active approximately 150 minutes per week, you know, we can acquire benefits from exercise at any level. So especially if we're just starting off an exercise program, we could, you know, slowly but surely take gradual walks. You know, start off by adding, you know, 5 minutes, and maybe the next day we go 6 or 10 minutes, and constantly build to we acquire the recommended intensity and duration of physical activity that we need to start to achieve some of the long-term benefits.
Help us understand a bit about expectations and goals. We're bombarded with commercials of people riding bikes and exercising, and the men have 29-inch waists and the women are ripped and everybody looks great. But we need to be realistic with our body type, first of all, and our expectations, don't we?
Yes, of course we do. I think, you know, to a certain extent, I think we all have genetic predispositions that may predispose us to, you know, being heavier or leaner, because you do see people who don't exercise at all unless just ripped and cut.
Yeah.
You know, for other folks like myself, you take a few days or a couple of months off due to COVID, you start to pick up weight, and it starts to really show. So we have to understand that the end game for exercise is overall health and well-being, and not necessarily weight management or being as slim and trim as possible. It does help with all of those things, but you know, in some cases we have to be realistic and, you know, understand you know, what our goals are versus you know, what we're capable of doing. And
you're very kind and transparent to suggest that COVID maybe added a few pounds. I have the advantage of not being on camera, so I don't have to explain my added, I guess I'll call my freshman 20 or something like that. How much is too much exercise? What guidance would you tell people that get after it, go do what you feel like doing, but be careful? Where's that line for most folks?
Well, I think that line differs for everyone. You know, the reality is that the body needs a break. So true indeed, we could, you know, we can go hard from time to time. However, you know, if we go too hard, you know, we could potentially get, you know, muscle strains and sprains. We could have ligament issues as well as start to develop stress fractures and shin splints,
yes,
which could be problematic for us long term.
You just gave us a good tongue twister too. I don't think I could say that successfully, but you did. Let's close then with repeating the point that if there's one person watching this or listening to this that begins exercising, this is a win for us, and we'd be very happy about that. Give us that how to start answer one more time. Someone's watching that they haven't exercised in a long time. Maybe they need to give up a habit that would help their health, but they need to start taking care of themselves. Give us a couple points on that one more time, please.
Okay. We all talk about exercise, but something that a lot of folks don't talk about is the benefits of standing more. A lot of the exercise literature is actually moving away from encouraging, not necessarily encouraging moderate to vigorous physical activity, but encouraging people to stand and just walk more. You know, if we think of, you know, some of our grandparents who were constantly moving around, who lived to, you know, until they were, you know, 93, 105, they were doing so not because they were out, you know, running and jogging, but because they were constantly moving around each day. So, you know, we could improve our overall health and well-being by just getting up and standing more. And I think that's a tiny habit that we can develop to initiate our a program of exercise.
I'm at a desk a good part of the day, but I for some time now, instead of going to the restroom 50 steps away, I'll go up the 22 steps to the fourth floor and walk all the way down to the end. That's not, simple things like that can mean something.
Exactly. Going to the bathroom in a different building,
takes the stairs if you can,
taking the stairs, as well as opposed to parking close to the grocery store, you park further out.
At the rest stop along the interstate, don't pull all the way up to the building, park down here and puff it a little bit. See, I'm full of advice, too. It's not just the expert here. Dr. Raheem Paxton, thank you. I've enjoyed visiting with you. And as I said earlier, I hope we encourage someone to take that first step to getting healthier. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, and Fayette.